So I want to talk about the El Paso, Texas situation. When I was watching the news, you know, and I saw that a gunman had opened fire in El Paso, Texas at a Walmart, and they showed this woman speaking out about what she had witnessed and what she had experienced as she was in the Walmart. But as she said, she saw the gunman walking closer or coming closer because she could see his feet and she could see him, and the sounds were coming closer. She saw an elderly woman, she said, looked to be about in her 80s, trying to get to the exit. And she told the woman, come on, we gotta go. And the woman was like, okay. And, you know, in your 80s, you don't move that fast. And she says, can you move faster? What kind of question is that? You know, common sense in today's world is, you see an elderly person, you hear some gunshots, if you're near somebody and you see them struggling to move, you're probably gonna drag them. I think that would be your natural reaction, is to grab folks and just drag them out with you. Now, the most that could have happened to her is she might have got a couple of bumps and bruises, but at least she would have been alive, since this woman was able to escape the gunman and was able to tell the story. I don't know. This time, they got this thing right. It wasn't a black woman that they interviewed on the news, because you know, you get a black woman or you get a black man on the news, and by golly why, the Negro or ma'am, they missing teeth, hair all over the head, can't speak proper English, just talk any old kind of way. But this time, it wasn't a black woman and it wasn't a black man. This time, it was a woman of another color. And she said, I asked the woman if she could move a little faster. What? An 80-something-year-old woman cannot move that fast. If anything, she should have drug her out of that Walmart, out of that exit, through the doors. I would have drug her. I'd have grabbed her. I'd have picked up. I did something. And I have to say, assuming someone in their 80s may not be that heavy, you know, in your 80s, you start losing a lot of weight, you know, or you've lost weight as you've gotten older. So I'm going to put this on pause as I go play my numbers. So as I was saying, I literally thought to myself, why would anybody go on national television and say, and ask and say that, you know, having experience and seeing the situation unfold and the sound of the gunman getting closer, and you could see him getting closer, and you see an elderly woman in her 80s and you ask her, can she move faster? If anything, you should have drug her out of the building so that she would have been closer to safety. You know, I don't know what happened to this woman. Don't know if she survived, you know, and the woman started crying, of course, because she's thinking, I hope she made it out. What? You didn't take her with you? If you seen her, you should have pulled her. You should have grabbed her. I mean, anybody in your way, anybody that's moving slow, a senior especially, I just think that the most natural reaction is when you're trying to get out. You're trying to get out. Yeah, you're thinking about yourself, but I kind of think you're going to lock arms with somebody and drag them the fuck out of there, and you're going to run. And you end up with strength. You do. You have strength when you are trying to help and save your life and somebody else's. You really do. It happens. This has nothing to do with the fact that I am a United States Navy veteran. This has nothing to do with all that boot camp training. I just think that it happens to do with life, common sense, and something that you would do. So, in the line, you know, at the lottery place, there's this woman, apparently mental health, I don't know. She's got a scully on. It's 85 degrees outside. And she got a cigarette that she done smoked. And I guess she's trying to hold on to that. Perhaps she's homeless. I don't know. She had a bag with selling some, what do you call it? Pads, maxi pads or tampons or whatever. And she was like, do you know anybody that needs this for $2? No, ma'am. I sure don't. So, everybody's in line. You got the man that probably just came from church. Got on his black and white spit shine shoes and his dress shirt and slacks. And he's like playing his numbers. The woman hadn't even let him finish playing what he was playing before she asked him for 50 cents. You got 50 cents? Now I'm thinking she needed the 50 cent because she wanted to buy something. She borrowing the 50 cents so she could gamble too. But the number she was calling out when she finally got to that line, I was like, they not coming. They not gonna happen, ma'am. Because whatever her situation is, I'm sure that somebody's mother, somebody's aunt, somebody's sister, somebody's grandmother. And she out here in these streets with a scully on. It's 85 degrees. She had on shoes. The heel of the shoes were bent back. So you see her crusty heels. She had on some Adidas sweatpants. They were black. You know. And some dark sunglasses. So, you know, I feel for the homeless. But then at the same time, what is it that is allowing this situation to unfold as it has more and more? Why is it progressing? Is it because someone did mention this about a year ago, is it because they got rid of, you know, the mental health institute or the crazy houses that were, you know, used to house these people, which would have afforded more people more jobs? And so if that is the case, then why are we in a situation now where we see it more and more? And then in Center City, Philadelphia, they call themselves trying to rebuild the city. But it smells like shit down there. Like certain parts, certain areas of it, it just smells like shit. And maybe New York smells the same way because it's just a busy place and it's the city. But it smells like shit. And here it is. You know, you're trying to build it up and draw more people. And okay, maybe I understand. Maybe all cities smell like that. Or look, I I've lived in the city for many years and then moved to San Diego because I was in the military. But in that instance, like, how is it that, you know, we are literally in a world filled with more and more homeless people who have mental health issues? And I guess once you've been diagnosed okay and you've been taking your meds, they say, okay, you can go. But these people still apparently need more help, more assistance. And I think it's unfair that you just send these people out into the street and they just, whatever. And should they need help again, I guess they'll find their way back to the place to get more meds and go back to their shelter when they need to. But during the daytime, I guess you can't stay, so you gotta get up and go out when you stay in a shelter. But again, 85 degrees and she was wearing a scully. I don't think that was necessary. And on top of that, what made it even more strange was that she had a bag of maxi pads and she was selling them. She was like, do you need these for $2? Like, no. And really, I don't. I'm 51. Life has changed for Mina. But that thing is like serious. like mental health is out there doing that thing. And so I'm just like, wow, this lady in here, she done took 50 cents. Then she needed an extra 15 cents because she kept calling out more numbers. Anybody got 15 cents? I gave her 15 cents. But then she turned around and said, I need 50 more cents. 50 more, bitch? You weren't here to play the numbers? I can't. If you don't take your big skull cap wearing in the 85 degree weather having maxi pad selling ass on. She blew my mind with that one. And I was like, okay. I can't. We ain't doing this. So, and as hot as it seems to be out here, you got a lot of homeless people laying out in the street. I'm headed to work in the morning. You'll see somebody on 19th and Market just sitting out. 20th and Market laid out on the street. Laid out. I can't stand the smell of eggs because I have not eaten meat since 1991. So the whole smell is just, ugh, it's horrific. And sausages. Oh, I can't stand the smell of sausages. I can't stand the smell of any of it. So I'm just like, gross. I just walked by the firehouse. I guess the person that's on shift, they in there cooking. Ugh. I can't stand the smell of eggs. Scrambled eggs. Seriously. Now, I can eat a hard-boiled egg in my salad because I do that, but I will not eat scrambled eggs. Seriously. Not my forte. But anyway. So, I am walking back towards my home, and okay, I think the temperature's starting to rise, Chad. So this lady is about to be wearing a scully in 90 degree weather, because they said it's going up to 90 today. So it's going to be very humid. Yuck. I'm gonna go in here and eat my ass a popsicle. I'm gonna find one of these pineapple or lime popsicles in the freezer. I like to buy those often and just shove a whole bunch of popsicles in the freezer. I take it out the box. It takes up too much room. And that's how I keep cool. And turn on the air. Yes. Yes. So, I am tripping off of that fact that lady was in there asking for change so she could gamble. What, lady? You might want that 50 cent. Hold on to that. You're going to need water later. It's hot wearing a scully